Morning, everybody. Welcome to the CME course for this weekend, put on by the class of 1987. I've been asked to remind you, everybody, to fill out the evaluation form at the end of the... Thank you, Charles. Thank you. Okay. In order to get credit and for us to somehow make this official, we need you to fill out the evaluation form. Also, make sure you've registered at the desk up on the sixth floor. Welcome, everybody, for a Saturday morning. Thank you for getting up nice and early on a weekend and coming to join us for our talks. Six classmates will be giving talks on what they've been doing for the last 20-some years, and we bet it will be interesting. I tried to get people to do some talks on things that may not have been strictly medical. We do have a number of those, but also some that are a little far afield and should be quite fun. First of all, I just want to welcome Dean Eidelman. He is presently, as of January, the officially the vice principal and dean of the Faculty of Medicine. Prior to that, he had been the chair for the Department of Medicine at McGill. For the 7 years prior to that, and has been a respirologist at McGill for quite some time after doing his training, his residency training in Toronto. He is also a graduate of McGill, just a mere 8 years before we graduated, and is just here to make a few remarks for us. Dean Eidelman.
Well, thank you very much, Phil, and thank you very much for being here this morning. It's really... This is one of the great pleasures of being the dean, is that you get to go to stuff like that. Of course, one of the other great things about being the dean is you rarely have to take a call on the weekend, and you don't have to come in on Saturday mornings usually. But this is an exception, so I get to be here with you guys for a few minutes. It's really exciting. I remember when we had our 25th to come back and see so many of your classmates still alive and having had... all kinds of success. I went last night to the class of 1947's little dinner. There weren't very many people there, but it did remind me that it is an extraordinary experience over the years to see what is accomplished by McGill graduates, and this class is no exception. These events, homecoming, are really important for the university, for the faculty. It gives us a chance to connect with people who've spent time here. I know that in these kind of lectures, it's often the people who went away after graduation. Fewer of the locals show up. So let me just tell you, while you spend some time here this weekend, for those who are from away, that McGill, as I said last night, is very similar to the way it was in the old days. I always say it's an old school school, and all it's old school in both senses of the word. But we are also very different. In particular, we continue to grow and thrive in terms of our research, and we're busy changing our curriculum. But we also have ambitions to always be the best medical school in Canada and one of the very best in the world. So we're very proud of our graduates, and we're very happy to see you here today. And I hope you have a great time here in Montreal. I saw several people walking outside last night without coats. It's obvious people from Arizona and California have forgotten that this is actually the northern part of North America, where in October you actually does get cold. So I encourage you to pick up a nice warm sweater at the bookstore. And without further ado, I'm going to turn it back to your hosts. Have a great time. See you later.